I'm Lauren Schiller, and this is Inflection Point. And now, journalist and author Ruth Whitman joins us for Feminist Detective, where we seek out sexism in all its tiny guises so we can make big changes. Today, men are funnier than women. We'll be right back. Hey, Ruth.
Hi, Lauren.
So men are funnier than women. According to a recent study that was published in the Journal of Research in Personality, that annoying stereotype is now officially a scientific fact. Ruth, can this possibly be true?
Well, I read the study and it was a deeply humorless experience. And yes, it did, on the face of it, appear to prove that men on average, not every man and every woman, but on average as a group, men are a little funnier than women.
How could a study prove something as subjective as who is funniest?
So without getting too technical, this study was what was called a meta-analysis, which is basically a study of studies. So it takes a bunch of studies that have been done on the same topic and looks at them as a whole to kind of calculate an overall average result. And this particular meta-analysis looked at 28 different studies done from the 1970s until now, which measured something called humor production ability, or HPA.
That sounds like a sexually transmitted disease. Sorry.
I know, HPA. And then humor production ability sounds like something out of the Communist Manifesto. I mean, workers, we must seize the means of humor production.
I don't think Karl Marx was a very funny man.
Apparently his wife was hilarious. Ba-dum-bum. Anyway, humor production ability is the ability to actually make jokes yourself as opposed to just kind of laughing at other people's jokes. And the way that they measured this in most of the studies they looked at was by getting a bunch of people in a lab and asking them to write funny captions for cartoons. So the kinds of things you might see in the New Yorker. And then they got judges to rate how funny the captions were. And the judges didn't know which captions were written by men and which were written by women. And so across all these 28 studies, they found that on average, men are very, very slightly better at writing funny cartoon captions than the average woman. So to put some numbers on it, 63% of men wrote funnier captions than the average woman.
But I don't get it. Joking is chemistry. It takes two. So leaving aside the potential sexism here for a moment, is writing cartoon captions really a good test of how funny someone is? I mean, lots of hilarious people I know have never won a New Yorker caption contest.
Right. I mean, I agree with you that this isn't a great test of humor more generally. I mean, humor tends to take place in context with people we know having fun. And, you know, nothing says relaxed joking like a psychologist behind a two-way mirror saying, be funny now. You know, maybe giving them a little electric shock if they aren't.
Okay, so we're a little meh on how they measured it, but let's run with this for a moment. So assuming it's a fair test and the studies are correct and that men are slightly better at this skill than women, why is this sexist? I mean, we might not like the result, but if it's true, then it's true, right? Science often gives us results we don't like and we can't just reject them because they don't fit our preferred narrative.
So this is a tricky one. I mean, I did have some quibbles with the methodology of what they did and whether this was actually good, robust science. And I can go into that more in a second. But I think where this whole thing really took a turn down sexism lane was not just the actual data itself, but more in the way that the study's authors went on to present what they found in the press and on Twitter and elsewhere. And also in the explanations they came up with for as to why there might be differences between men and women on this.
Yeah, didn't you end up going on Twitter and arguing with the guy who wrote the study?
Oh my God, yes. I lost a couple of days of my life that I will never get back. You know how you say, how they say that you should never go to a supermarket when you're feeling hungry, or you should never be in a room with a woman if you're Mike Pence? Well, now I need to add to that, never go near Twitter when you're feeling feministy, because you just enter this portal where time stops and suddenly you wake up and it's the year 2068 and you haven't showered in 49 years and you're still being patronized by a bunch of men's rights activists.
Yeah, okay. That's a good rule of thumb. So what was your problem with what the psychologist who did this study was saying?
Okay, so I had two major problems with what he was doing here. The first was that I think he was massively overclaiming from what he actually found. I mean, his meta-analysis found that overall, men were very marginally better than women at writing funny cartoon captions, which when he was talking about his results in the press and in interviews, quickly became men are funnier than women, which really is a very different thing. you know, not only that, as I look deeper into the data in this study, it's actually quite a lot murkier than he was saying. I mean, more than half the studies they included in this meta-analysis were never actually published. So they didn't ever get peer reviewed, which raises questions, you know, about the quality of the research they were looking at. And then out of the ones that actually were published and peer reviewed, over half of those actually showed no difference between men and women in humour production ability. And some actually showed an advantage for women. So although on average, you know, when you take it as a whole, you end up with an advantage for men, the authors didn't really acknowledge that or ask why the studies were inconsistent or interrogate that methodology. And I know from researching my own book, America the Anxious, where I looked at studies in the social sciences, you know, often the big splashy results often come from poor quality studies. And when you do better quality studies with more rigorous methodology and bigger sample sizes, those initial findings can't be replicated. So we don't know if that was what was happening here. But I think the authors didn't really delve into that question. And I think that's a problem, because when science is dealing with a question that's very sensitive and that plays to negative stereotypes of a group, scientists really have a responsibility to handle it very carefully and not to overplay their findings.
Well, is it possible that the author of this study was motivated to find a result that said men are funnier than women?
Well, that's the question. You know, I mean, either they had an agenda or they were acting irresponsibly or both. So, for instance, most scientists probably wouldn't feel comfortable designing a study that was looking at, you know, are Jewish people really money grabbing, or do African Americans really have a criminal nature or whatever? You know, you would dismiss those studies for the bigotry that they are and they wouldn't get off the ground. But for some reason, there's still a real appetite for sexist science that plays to these kind of sexist stereotypes. And I think we have to question why that is. And, you know, my second problem with what these guys were doing was not their actual data, but their explanation as to why men might be funnier than women. And they were absolutely adamant. And I was just having this enraging argument with this guy on Twitter, where he was saying that the reason why men are funnier than women is not the culture, which encourages men to be funnier, but it's evolution. You know, it's something very much in our essential nature.
So what is his theory exactly?
Okay, so his theory is that when it comes to mating, you know, selecting partners to mate with, women select men with a sense of humor because it signals intelligence, whereas men don't really care about sense of humor. They tend to select women more for being physically attractive or for laughing at their jokes. So over time, men, you know, the gene pool changes and men become genetically funnier and funnier because women are selecting for it. Hmm. You know, I think there's a lot wrong with this theory, but to pick one thing, you know, in these same studies of what men and women find attractive in a mate, as well as saying they want a funny man, women also say that they're looking for a man who is reliable and kind and caring. So by that same logic, if we all just evolved into whatever the opposite sex wanted us to be in a mate, men would be much kinder and more responsible and caring than women, which obviously isn't the case.
And by that logic, all women would evolve to look like a blow-up doll.
Right, exactly. You know, and this theory is not neutral. I mean, it's by saying that it's evolution and it's something genetic and ignoring the cultural factors, which is what these scientists were doing very explicitly. You know, they are saying that this is something innate, that we can't change it. It's like saying, sorry, women, you evolved to be like this. It's natural. You know your place, which is a dangerous story. And actually, evolutionary psychology, which is the discipline that these guys are in, has a pretty long history of racist and sexist science. And their research has been co-opted for some pretty unpleasant ends. You know, it's a field that is dominated by white men, and a lot of men's rights activists are very keen on this type of research. You know, there's some crossover between evolutionary psychologists and the men's rights movement.
Well, coming back to the funny thing, in my experience, albeit unscientific, it's actually just not true. Women are just as funny in my friendship group. Women make me laugh just as much as men, although maybe they aren't competing for laughs in the same way. It's not a competitive sport.
Right. And I think women and men do have different humor styles. But, you know, I was really thinking about this. And, you know, of course, almost, you know, my female friends are truly hilarious, for sure. But I must admit, when I really think about it, I do kind of recognize the dynamic that these guys are talking about. You know, men being the ones making the jokes and trying to one-up each other and being competitive, and women being the ones to laugh at the men's jokes and not really make their own. So I don't think this idea of men being funnier than women comes out of nowhere. I think really the question is why. I think to say that this is evolution totally ignores the massive number of cultural reasons why this is happening. We do genuinely socialize boys and girls very differently when it comes to humor. And boys are encouraged to be funny in ways that girls just aren't.
Yeah, I mean, just go t-shirt shopping, right? All the boys' ones say cheeky monkey and here comes trouble and little monster. And all the girls' ones say be kind and sweet and love and occasionally future president, but, you know, not that notwithstanding. So boys from an early age are encouraged to be cheeky and subversive and funny, and girls are meant to be agreeable and docile and not take up too much space. So we're not asking girls to be funny. We're not giving them an opportunity to practice.
Yeah, and humor is very much about power and dominance. And men are encouraged in so many ways to take up space and hold the floor and tell jokes in a way that it's really hard for women to do. And women are often punished socially for behaving that way.
All right, Ruth, so what is the bottom line here?
Well, maybe this is the final frontier in the feminist revolution. Women, rise up and seize the means of humor production. You've nothing to lose but a lot of hours pretending to laugh at men's unfunny jokes.
All right, Ruth, thank you so much.
Thanks, Lauren.
Listeners, tell us what you think. Who's funnier, men or women? And tell us what else you'd like us to uncover by recording an MP3 file into your phone. Just keep it under 1 minute and send it to us at info@inflectionpointradio.org. Ruth Whitman is the author of America the Anxious, How Our Pursuit of Happiness is Creating a Nation of Nervous Wrecks. You can find her and sign up for her emails at ruthwhitman.com. That's with two P's. And we'll put a link to it on our website at inflectionpointradio.org. I'm Lauren Schiller. This is Inflection Point.
Support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.